All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, September 14th of 2024. Looking ahead to the weekend, we have some MLB action, we have some MMA action, we have college football, we have NASCAR, we have NFL. So much DFS to play over the weekend here. If you guys aren't signed up with Saber Sim, do have a 5-day no strings attached free trial. I always recommend people getting started up on the weekend. That way you get access to all the weekend sports and right into the middle of the week. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and wanting to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show on Saturdays at 9:30 p.m. Pacific time, but 12:30 p.m. Eastern time. So, gotta make sure I'm not speaking in my own local time here. So either way, plenty of time to get questions asked and answered. Plenty of opportunities here. So let's get SaberSim pulled up. We do have a few questions to get us started today. First one is, how come my average projections and ROI change when I save to contest? Is it something I'm doing using unique random instead of unique rank? Thanks, F1 question as well. Okay, another separate question, but let's go one at a time here. So first part, how come my average projections and ROI change when I save to contests? If you are using multi-fill, so for instance, like let's say we're going to build some lineups here. And there was an update to the app that went live yesterday. So single fill is now called direct fill, and multi-fill is now called autofill, with a few other changes to how the lineup view looks. We're trying to listen to user feedback and make this a little bit easier to understand, a little simpler. We've changed some buttons around here as well. So we'll talk about that all as we get into the post build here. But a couple things, right? Direct fill, auto fill, run contest sims, lineup filters, sorting metrics. You can select the contest via you can favorite these lineups, right? You can download them as a CSV, you can trash them, change your sorting metrics, change your fill method. If you pop this out, all of those options are available for you in this bar. So whatever makes more sense to you to have this popped out or have this smaller with the side icon for the drop down. But anyways, getting back to the question, right? So let's say that I have a few aggregate metrics, right? Which is going to be the gear icon here. So let's say I'm running a contest sim. And we'll let that run. One of the things here, right, is if this remove from pool is toggled on, I think this has a lot to do with it here, some of the confusion. And we're just waiting for the contest sim to finish. Okay, so let's say I'm using the contest sim for this Millie Maker. I'm using the aggregate metric, average ROI for the Millie Maker. I might have to delete this and then redo it. Interesting. Let's get rid of both of these. Save. Okay, now I don't know where it went. So this update just went live yesterday. We'll figure it out, but let's see if we can get that back. All right, I'm gonna have to figure out how that works. But effectively, what I was trying to say is that, you know, say you have six lineups, right? And then I save these, and then I use remove from pool. We're gonna get a new that these new six lineups are going to have new projections, new ROI after those lineups have filled. So when you do this, and then you get new lineups up at the top. So that's the reason your metrics are changing. That's the reason your average projection is changing. That's the reason your average ROI is changing. So that's what I would, that is the answer to the question. And Peter recommended a hard refresh. I'm going to follow Peter's recommendation here because that's what I would normally recommend to somebody else. So either way, I will figure out what's up there. Second question, F1 question as well. When using the if at least one driver per same constructor, will it always make 100% of all lineups with that rule, i.e. a 20 max, all have that pairing? Thanks. Yes. So rules work on like an all or none basis. There isn't a way to say, you know, I want only X amount of my lineups to abide by said rule. It is like, hey, no, all of your lineups will follow this construction. So every lineup in your pool is going to have that same pairing that you discussed. All right, next question. In the new app, if I wanted to just play a 3 max and put those 3 lineups into a 150 max too, how do I do that? Good question. So the most important thing is to lock the lineups, right? Because let's say I come in here and I lock one lineup, right? Maybe I want, and you know what? I'm not even going to make it my rank one. Maybe I'm going to make it my 6th ranked lineup, right? Maybe I really like this lineup and I want this one to go into all of my contests, right? So when I go to this drop down, hey, I have 6 contests here, right? If I am autofilling, right, where I am, you know, I was running a test for somebody earlier. So let's say I'm, you know, doing this and I want a rank fill. So when I click save and let's turn remove from pull off. So when I click save, what should happen? Yeah, so this is right. So you'll notice that I have, which one is this? Charbonnet, Montgomery. They both have Charbonnet, Montgomery. So basically, what happens here, right, is this locked lineup, if I'm going through here and changing my contest, right, I'm changing it like, okay, maybe I'm only filling the 4 first, right? So then it gets prioritized as part of the 4 because it's locked. And then if I go and change it to the next contest in the list, and this my lineup changes to 1, well, the locked and then I go to the 3rd contest, and again, it gets prioritized, right? So this is effectively what I'm saying is happening here in at least the direct fill. The autofill, I'm not 100% sure it's working like that because this 126.7 is like the first listed lineup. And I think we started this 126.6 lineup, but I want to so this is working right in multi in autofill too. So we see that this lineup has a 126.7 projected score. And there is a similar lineup with 126.6, but that one isn't locked. So when we're in autofill, even if you're in autofill, if you lock a lineup, that will get prioritized over the other lineups. And we could see that from this 126.7 being used multiple times, even though this is cycling through these contests and filling them as it goes. So you can feel confident that the lock in the lineup also works in autofill. All right. Those were our first questions in Discord. We'll circle back to Discord in a little bit, but let's jump to the live YouTube chat. Question from Deshaun: after using target ROI, how far should I push my mini uniques for NFL DFS? Good question. You know, I personally like to watch how my average projection and average ROI move. It's a little subjective as to like how much is too much. I'm usually of the belief that if your average projection moves like more than like 2.5 points, you've probably gone a little too far. I can't say a similar guideline for ROI because ROIs are going to change based on the contest, right? Like sometimes you're going to start with 100 sim ROI. Sometimes you're going to start with 400 sim ROI, right? Like what is the difference and how far should you go, right? Like maybe, you know, a fine heuristic is like 10 to 20% sim ROI you could sacrifice, but you know, I wouldn't like live and die by that guideline. So it's a little bit more subjective. Part of it too, right, is also remembering how are your exposures changing as you go through that, right? How do your exposures look? How do your leverages look? And are you comfortable with those settings, right? So that's also important. All right. Question from Roj. So I was just making my early MLB lineups and I noticed they changed the multi-fill to autofill. I was wondering if I'm doing it right. I click autofill tab and run contest sim. So yeah, so autofill replaced multi-fill. We're trying to simplify this a little bit. So you should still run the contest sim from the run contest sim button, set up your rank buys to target contest ROI or a specific contest ROI, and then you click save. And then once you save, your exposures are going to update after the fact. So there was some confusion because the My Lineups was displaying, the exposures were describing the My Lineups, but that wasn't exactly how the lineups were actually being filled. So now what we're doing is we're waiting till you click save, showing you your exposures. And then even if you want to come in here and uncheck contests, your exposures are going to update and say like, hey, this contest has these lineups and these exposures, but then contest two has this, contest three has that, right? So the exposures get updated based on how many contests you have selected in this view. All right. So some more questions here. Then I go to target contest ROI and click by unique rank. I deselected all my contests beside the main GPP. When I click rank, it puts the same three lineups in my smaller contest, three max. So I was told to just deselect those and hit unique rank on the contest. I don't want duped. Yeah, so you could decide how many contests you want to fill at a time. If you use rank, it's always going to start with 1, 2, 3. If you're using unique rank, it will make sure those lineups aren't duplicated. So your understanding there sounds correct. All right. Next question from Deshaun. Are there any rules or filters you're using for NFL DFS? I believe for your MLB build, you set a filter for number of pitches thrown for a pitcher. Are you doing something like that for NFL? For NFL, the only thing I'm doing is just like getting rid of some of the lowest projected players. So I'll just do something like show players with my projection greater than 3, and then I'll remove defenses just so I don't have to even look at some of these super low projected plays. But these people are going to be so far down the list, very unlikely they come up anyways. Like we see all these zero ownership players here. So that's like the only thing I'm doing. And then just using the default don't use players against opposing defense rule. But aside from that, no rules or filters I'm using. I have been experimenting with increasing minimum salary to $49,000 based on some stuff that we've seen in our build review shows and contest flashback. So that's probably one change that I am making here to try and get a little bit higher projected lineups on average. All right, question from Peter. If I use autofill with MLB multiple contests and I have a team's five-man stacks capped at 20%, should SS should cap at 20% inside as well across all contests, correct? Yes, your understanding is correct. The only downfall with doing this, and maybe you should like multi-fill separately, is if you are multi-filling your single entries as well, setting a 20% max exposure cap basically rules out that team in any single entry lineup because you're playing a team at 100% in single entries. So what you could do is like, hey, I'm going to multi-fill or I'm going to auto-fill all of my, you know, 20 maxes and 150 maxes with these max exposures. And then if I'm okay playing them in some single entries, I can undo those. Or what you could also do is you could go and direct fill those and maybe treat your, you know, say you have five single entries, you want to treat them as a group and fill them as a group in direct fill where now you have 20% max exposure to a team across the five lineups, which is basically one. So that's another way you can handle it. But I would just say be a little bit careful with the max exposures in regards to single entries specifically. If you change bin uniques on direct fill, does that change them for autofill as well? So for autofill, it's easier to just change it from this line. This my lineups line will have an effect across all of your contests. So I can see I change this to two. It changes it to two for every contest. That way you don't have to go in and change it. So if you're trying to change uniques quickly for autofill, do it from this top bar. It'll make the process a lot easier. All right. Next question in the YouTube chat. I used to hit rank and it just put all my three max stuff with the same lineups duped three times. So that's why I was deselecting all the three max and single entry and selecting the main GPP. Then I would deselect the main GPP and then select all the smaller stuff and have unique rank on both steps. I remember you mentioned that contest without a contest sim, just sort by top projection. Is that still a thing? Yeah. So that's still a thing, right? So if you come in here, this is probably a good example, right? I have, let's say, you know, I'm coming in here and I have this rank buy and maybe I want to change these to target contest ROI. Well, if I go and look at my contest tab, I don't have contest sims for these two contests. So what happens? Those contests, when there isn't the data available, they default to projected score. So that is still a fallback at the moment, is that when, you know, you select a sorting metric and it's not present, the default is to fall back to projected score. That is a thing. All right. Good questions so far. Let's jump over to back to the Discord, make sure we're all caught up there. And looks like we are. And then just one other note, you know, in regards to this rank by not actually being present, we are working on like some more alerts and error messaging to let somebody know like, hey, there is not ROI for this contest, you know, and giving people some information about like, hey, you know, this is effectively blank, like you need to change it or you need to do something in regards to this. So more of that is coming. Appreciate you guys' patience in the meantime, but we are working on it. And we do have decent fallbacks, so not something super concerned about. But with that said, looks like we are all caught up here in both the Discord and the YouTube chat. going to be a very, very busy day. So I'm going to get out of here, everybody. Got a lot of people to get back to. So appreciate you tuning in. Good luck this weekend in your DFS contest. And until I see you all on Monday, take care. Thanks. Bye.